glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration. After the song, we will have a short message based upon the following words quoted by the Apostle Peter from the psalmist David, who was king of Israel. I saw the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. We hope you will continue to listen to this edition of Moments of Inspiration.
Out of my bondage, sorrow and night, Jesus, I come. Jesus, I come into thy freedom, gladness and light. Jesus, I come to thee. Once like a bird in prison I dwelt, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. But Jesus came and listened to me, and glory to God, he set me free. He set me free,
yes,
he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus, to see. For glory to God, he set me free. Praise God, I'm free.
Free from every chain of sin.
I've been set free by the grace of God. I'm free.
With a settled peace within.
No more the path of sin I trod. I'm free.
Heaven's gate I'll enter in.
The blood has cleansed every sinful stain. I'm free.
Praise the living God.
I'm free again. Satan led my soul astray.
Satan led my soul astray. I drifted
from the straight and narrow way.
At least to happiness and life eternal.
But to Jesus I did pray.
To the Lord I humbly pray.
He heard my prayer, rescued me that very day. Praise God, I'm free.
Free from every chain of sin.
I've been set free by the grace of God. I'm free.
With a settled peace within.
No more the path of sin I trod. I'm free.
Heaven's gate I'll enter in.
The blood has cleansed every sinful stain. I'm free.
Praise the living God.
I'm free again. Now I am climbing higher each day. Darkness of night has drifted away. My feet are planted on higher ground, and glory to God, I'm homeward bound. He set me free,
yes,
he set me free,
and
he broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus, to see. For glory to God, he set me free. Out of my sin and into thyself, Jesus, I come to thee.
From Acts chapter 2, we find the Apostle Peter quoting David, the favored king of Israel. Peter is using the words to convince his audience that David had foretold of Jesus and how he would be raised from the grave. Peter was proclaiming that Jesus, whom they had crucified, had been raised from the dead. The truth was being established to persuade the people to accept Jesus as Christ and Lord of their lives. The quote from Acts chapter 2 is Peter's scriptural reference for his audience of Jews. They believed in David, the king of Israel. They believed in their scriptures to be God's word. They believed in a coming Messiah who would be like David. And what Peter does is to share a truth about what David said and how Jesus fulfilled the prophecy of the king. The quotation, "I saw the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken," refers to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I believe the same will be true for every person who lives with Christ as Lord of our lives. We will see the Lord and the Lord's hands in all things. There will never be a time when God is not with us. His presence will be felt. His presence will help us in dealing with whatever life may bring. We will be aware of His love and grace, His power and providential care. Like King David, He will be leading us beside the quiet waters and into green pastures. His protection, guidance, provisions will be constant and secure. And because He is at our right hand, always ready to be the source of every blessing, nothing in all creation can shake us. I will not be shaken when the nation around me begins to crumble and fall apart, when the freedoms that have been so abundant are taken away and lost, when individual rights are not sacred anymore. I will not be shaken, nor will I be shaken when the values that once stood strong among our people now are no longer respected. I will not be shaken when the opportunities to work and make a profit are not available because the Lord is at my right hand. I will not be shaken when the market is depressed, the economy fails, the values of property tumble. I will not be shaken when tragedy finds its way to my door. Whatever the accident, disease, crime, or loss, my rock will be steadfast and immovable because the Lord has not forsaken me in the valleys of living and dying. Fear will not occupy my heart. It isn't because I can handle anything life can throw at me. It isn't because I am able, but rather He is able to make me into a conqueror, even more than a conqueror. And then come the successes, the gains, the prosperity, the promotions, the notoriety, the opportunities. Can I be shaken then? Will I be shaken? No, because the Lord is visible, because He is by my side and leading me on this life's journey. I will not be shaken from the path of righteousness. These blessings will not transport me from the straight and narrow way to the broad way that leads to destruction. They will not snatch the heart away and lead me into a life of avarice and pride. The true values of the eternal will be a constant view. Because the Lord is with me, no foolishness will take hold of my purposes in life like the rich farmer. His abundant crops and larger barns led to selfishness and worldliness. Being rich toward God is having Him guide me in the use of everything I have and everything I gain. I will not be shaken when friends forsake me. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I will not be shaken from my walk with the Lord when a trust is breached. No loneliness will overshadow me, for the Lord will call me His friend. When homeless, I'll be at home with God. When lost and weak and weary, I'll be saved, strengthened, and encouraged because He is at my right hand. Luke chapter 6, verses 47 through 49 read, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? I will show you what he is like who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice. He is like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete." Do you experience today what David did? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It is the purpose of Moments of Inspiration to present to the world the gospel of Jesus Christ. This gospel message proclaims Jesus to be the ever-present source of all good. If the problem remains, His grace will be adequate to help us deal with it. If the problem is solved, He is the problem solver. If the temptation is great, He is greater. If worry and fear come, He replaces it with faith and peace. We invite you to find the ministry of Jesus through His Word and come into the life and fellowship of His church.
Learning to lean, learning to lean, I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I'd ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I'd ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonder.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.